This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, October 22nd. I'm Gavin Dahl. Now that the CDC and FDA have authorized COVID-19 vaccine boosters, including mRNA shots for those who previously received the single-dose variety, Governor Jared Polis says, quote, "My administration has been busy providing boosters to Coloradans living in nursing homes, but with this approval, we are ready to booster all Coloradans." The number of people hospitalized with COVID continues to climb in Colorado, with a vast majority of patients unvaccinated. As Scott Franz reports for Capital Coverage, government and health officials are once again pleading with the public to get vaccinated.
Governor Jared Polis was visibly frustrated as he took to the podium on Thursday to once again beg residents to get vaccinated.
It'd be over if we had everybody vaccinated, no pandemic. I wouldn't be up here. We'd be doing other things. But we're not, because about a quarter of Coloradans have yet to make the decision to protect themselves.
He said more than 1,100 Coloradans are hospitalized with the virus, and heart surgeries and other operations are being postponed because of it. He's urging residents to get booster doses of the vaccine when available and get flu shots because of dwindling ICU capacity. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
According to reporting in the Montrose Press and You're a Plain Dealer, the Montrose Memorial Hospital has been so full that hallway beds are in use in the ER, and some patients have been transferred out of state for ICU beds. CEO Jeff Mengenhausen says October will soon become the busiest month ever in the emergency department. There have been 6 COVID deaths at the hospital so far this month. Medical Director Dr. Alexis Garza says many days, 100% of patients in the ICU have COVID. Monday night, patients with less acute symptoms faced wait times of 4 to 6 hours. Garza feels, quote, defeated and frustrated. When Delta County School District changed its COVID plan last month, some parents were concerned that making quarantining after potential exposure optional might leave them unable to qualify for paid sick leave to take care of their kids. According to the Division of Labor Standards and Statistics within the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, mere exposure is not a reason for public health emergency leave under the Healthy Families and Workplace Act passed by the legislature last year. Workers can request paid leave to care for a family member, but not for potential exposure without symptoms or a COVID diagnosis. We're linking to the exact bill language at kvnf.org. COVID numbers are up in Delta County. County commissioners received a report from their public information officer at the meeting on Tuesday. Kate Redmond has the story.
The Delta County Commissioners met on Tuesday and received a COVID report from Darnell Placewise, Public Information Officer. COVID numbers are up in Delta County.
As of yesterday, our total positive cases were 3,820, 254 cases from October 11th through October 18th. Our one-week positivity rate is at 16.1%, and our one-week positive case count per 100,000 is at 365.7. We're seeing a significant uptick in cases. The broader concern is and always has been hospital capacity, not just here in Delta, but regionally. As of last Friday, one of our regional hospitals was full and could not take any transfers whatsoever. As of 10/12, 89% of ICU beds were in use in Mesa County hospitals. This speaks to the broader conversation that people are missing, that if one needs a higher level of care than Delta Health can offer, data suggests that the likelihood of getting into one of our neighboring hospitals is quite low. Calls continue to come into the health department from upset residents questioning why the data dashboard has been taken down, as it was an easy way for them to gather data Monday through Friday.
The dashboard gives residents critical information of community spread, which is one metric by which an individual can judge their opportunities for exposure. But after repeated discrepancies between the trending cases as reported by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Delta County COVID dashboard, the county pulled the dashboard from their website. Here is Commissioner Don Supas.
Part of the problem we have was we have no way of guaranteeing that our numbers are going to be the same as the state numbers. And as long as we have people threatening to sue us because our numbers aren't the same as the state numbers, I don't see a point in putting the dashboard back up.
Commissioner Mike Lane, while not speaking directly in support of restoring the COVID dashboard to the county website, acknowledged that the uptick in cases has some residents worried.
There's a lot of people out there that are very concerned about their health. Some of them are scared to death because of the COVID. Any information that we can give them seems to help ease their fears a little bit.
According to the CDC website, 100 new cases per 100,000 persons in the past 7 days is considered high. Delta County sits at over 365. Similarly, the CDC lists a 10% positivity rate as high. Delta County's is 16.1%. In other words, off the charts. I'm Kate Redmond for KVNF News.
At the same time that gray wolf reintroduction is underway in Colorado, the Montrose Library is highlighting the classic Jack London novel Call of the Wild as part of a grant from the NEA called Big Read. Sarah Rinney, head of adult services at the Montrose Library, stopped by Studio M yesterday to share an hour of wolf-themed music on Room to Groove and tell us more.
The Montrose Library applied for a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts called the NEA Big Read. This grant is to provide a community reading project in our library district. We got to choose a title, then we chose The Call of the Wild. So we are giving away free copies of The Call of the Wild, and we are doing 10 months worth of programming around The Call of the Wild. It's pretty exciting.
So next week on Wednesday night, we will be live from Paonia for a call-in show on Local Motion from 6 to 6:30. Tell me who you're bringing as our other special guest that night.
So I'm bringing our library director, Paul Palladino. He and I are super excited to come to Paonia and to talk about Jack London, talk about The Call of the Wild, and hopefully answer some questions live on the air.
So we will be taking calls next Wednesday night from 6 to 6:30. In terms of your own understanding of Jack London and The Call of the Wild, what has this process in getting ready for the NEA Big Read and then rolling it out throughout your branches in Montrose County been like for you? What did you find when you read the book?
Well, what's interesting is I can't believe that I'm going to admit this as a librarian, but I had never read The Call of the Wild before. I didn't even read it when I was a kid. So I had a great time reading it. I just finished Earl Labor's biography of Jack London called An American Life, which was, you know, very enlightening. He had a super interesting life, and it just has kind of made me think about Jack London and about his writing in sort of a different way.
Anything else you want folks to know about NEA Big Read between now and when we do our call-in show on Wednesday?
Well, I would like everyone to know that there are free copies of The Call of the Wild available at the library. Just come on in. You can ask at any service desk at the library and pick up your free copy. We invite everybody to read the book, to engage with the book and engage with the library. We've got tons of programs happening. We started in September, and this grant runs through May of 2022, so there's lots of really exciting programs happening at the library about this book, about wildlife in our region, about outdoor recreation. We thought of everything that we could possibly think of related to, you know, themes in this book, so we're really excited about it.
The place to go for more information is montroselibrary.org.
That's correct.
Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Gavin.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.